It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Ian and Dan are here with me, and it's now your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. If you have not played in the last 60 days, call us now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are selling lots of copies of their new album, Bonafide. Actually, I shouldn't say they're selling copies of them. They're selling a lot of digital downloads of them from Amazon and iTunes and all over the place, and also from their website, wellhungarians.net. If you've never seen the Well Hungarians, I can give you about a 50% chance that when you do go see them, Dan Strauss will be there. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge and good food. And they're at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville, Illinois, every Thursday night. Also, no cover charge and some pretty amazing food there. Download their app or go to wellhungarians.net to find out where they are playing. All right, let's get right to our first contestant today. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. The only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
All righty. I'm a painter. CNT painting. There you go.
Okay. All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. That's where the questions and categories go spinning around until they come spilling out. Led by our weekly topical category, have you been paying attention? Then category two is Let's Go Blues. And category three, the most influential people in showbiz. This is according to Time Magazine, which this week came out with their Time 100. So you can have any of those three categories. What'll it be, Chris?
Let's go with the first one.
Have you been paying attention? All right, here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Chris five questions, one, two, three, four, and five pointers. That's a total of 15 that he can scoop up, but he doesn't have to get them all. Just half or more, 8 points or better, to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have some dandy prizes this week. We have one dozen free donuts.
Dandy donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop. In Florissant or in Cottleville.
Dandy Cottleville. Dandy.
Oh, yes, Dandy.
If only they made a dandy-flavored beer.
They did. We also have from Werrenberg Theaters.
Werrenberg.
We have movie passes. You might want to choose The Longest Ride or Furious 7.
Biggest box office movie of the year. We'll give you free tickets to that.
That's right.
You can have either of those. And if you do, Chris, get all 15 points, or any contestant does today, you'll also get this.
Jimmy's on the Park gift certificate. Jimmy's on the Park is at 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. So check jimmyscafe.com for more.
All right, Chris, 60 seconds on the clock. Your category is Have You Been Paying Attention? Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what St. Louis event was Kendall Schlur declared the winner before officials realized that she'd cheated and they gave the title to Andrea Carl instead?
It was the Run St. Louis race.
I'm looking for a special word here. What kind of race was it?
Pass.
Where did a mailman carrying 435 pieces of mail land his gyrocopter earlier this week?
At the, not the White House, the government building, the Capitol building.
There you go. Which shoe company that started in St. Louis in 1878 is changing its names to Caleris?
Brown Shoe.
Correct. A school in Rockville, Maryland is trying to break a Guinness record by having the most children dressed up as what Dr. Seuss character?
Pass.
The longest running... I'm going to run out of time before I read this. Here's what the question would have been. The longest running TV variety show, Sabado Gigante, will finish 53 years on the air this fall. What network is it on? You don't get the points, but do you know?
No, sir.
It's Univision. And I used to call it Sabado Gigante until my daughter took Spanish in high school and said, no, there's no soft G in Spanish. It's Gigante. The St. Louis event that Kendall Schler and Andrea Carl were involved in, I was looking for the word marathon. It was the Go St. Louis Marathon. Okay. And the character they were dressed up as in Rockville, Maryland today was the Cat in the Hat. So let's see how you did here, Chris. You got the 2 and the 3, and oh, that's only 5 points. And as you know, if you don't win, you get punished on the Harris Challenge. And so last week we had Madonna doing a horrible version of her own song, Holiday, with Jimmy Fallon and the Roots and the Schoolroom Instruments. This week we have a different version of a Madonna song done by Lords of the New Church.
Hey!
And thanks to listener Alan Newells for sending this to me. Get ready.
No, it's probably better that they're off mic.
I think it's the highest quality they could do. All right, just pause it right there. I have a feeling we're in karaoke hell today.
Yes.
Chris, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number 2. Hi, John.
Hey, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, my name's John, and I work for wall-to-wall cleaning.
Okay. Did you clean my house last week?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. John was there as part of the crew that came, and I'll give you an unpaid-for plug. This company, wall-to-wall cleaning, did a great job with the windows and also blasting the siding on my house very nicely, too. Thank you for that. John and Scott was the other guy who came to the house. All right, John, let's see what we have left here for the categories. We have Let's Go Blues. We have the most influential people in showbiz, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week. Which one would you like?
Let's Go Blues.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, John. Let's play the Harris Challenge. The Blues are playing the Wild in the first round of the NHL playoffs. Combined, how many Stanley Cups have the two teams won?
Zero.
Zero is right. Where did the Blues play before moving into the Scott Trade / Savas / Keel Center?
The Arena.
The Arena, right. Which of these was not an NHL expansion team along with the Blues in 1967? The Edmonton Oilers, the LA Kings, or the Philadelphia Flyers?
Edmonton Oilers.
Correct. What kind of animal is the Blues mascot, Louie?
I don't know that one.
All right, a pass. We'll go to the 5-pointer. In which of these states do the Blues not have a minor league affiliate? Alaska, Vermont, or Illinois?
Vermont.
That's correct. Back to the 4-pointer. Take a guess. What kind of animal is the Blues mascot, Louie?
A teddy bear.
You're very close. If you had thought of cold weather like on ice, you might have come up with a polar bear. By the way, the Blues do have a team in Alaska, the Aces of the ECHL, and they've got the Chicago Wolves of the AHL. Almost a clean sweep for you, John, but you got 11 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much. And let's meet our third contestant now. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I'm heading back home. Let's go Blues. Let's see if we can do well this year.
Yeah, they lost 4-2 last night to the Wild, but it's a 7-game series, so they've got to make some moves this weekend. All right, which category do you want? The most influential people in showbiz, Multiple Choice Week, or our new third category, The Week in Sports?
How about Multiple Choice Week?
Okay, Bob, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not a new product coming from Ben & Jerry's? Ice cream burrito, ice cream beer, ice cream pasta.
Ice cream beer.
No, pasta. In what state did some legislators try to proclaim the Bible the state's official book? Tennessee, Alabama, or Idaho?
Tennessee.
Correct. Lincoln Chafee has announced he's running for president. In what state was he both governor and senator? Wyoming, Rhode Island, or Nebraska?
Rhode Island.
Correct. In what country can you buy a beer that's supposed to make you more beautiful? Japan, Sweden, or Monaco?
I'm going to go Japan.
Correct. In what state did Danielle Busby give birth to the first all-female quintuplet since 1969? Was it New Hampshire, California, or Texas?
I'm going to say California.
It was in Texas. By the way, in Japan, the beer is Suntory's Precious Beer, which contains 2 grams of collagen per can. You may have known women are using all sorts of collagen products now. The company thinks that if they put the collagen in the beer, it will sell, and it's selling like crazy in Japan, even though doctors say it doesn't make you more beautiful. In fact, it has no positive medical effects whatsoever. And by the way, Ben & Jerry's is coming out with an ice cream burrito, which goes on sale this Monday, and they will have the salted caramel brownie brown ale available this fall in a store near you. Bob, let's review your points here. You got the 2, the 3, and the 4. 9 points makes you a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great weekend. Here is our fourth contestant. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. 5 seconds to plug whatever you like.
Well, I'm just here in beautiful Waterloo, Illinois. Now, I'm sure my dad and my brothers are listening.
Well, say their names.
Tony is my dad, and then Andy and Tim.
All right. Which do you want? 2 categories left. The most influential people in showbiz or the week in sports?
We'll go the week in sports.
All right, Michael, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NFL player has been sentenced to life in prison for shooting Odin Lloyd?
Hernandez.
Correct. Which TV network suspended reporter Britt McHenry after she berated an employee of a towing company?
ESPN.
Correct. Which running back has the NFL officially reinstated after suspending him over a child abuse case?
Adrian Peterson.
Correct. Which 2 figure skaters involved in an infamous 1994 incident are memorialized in a new museum by 2 comedians in Brooklyn, New York?
Pass.
Red Shane Dienst is marking an anniversary with the Cardinals today. How many years ago did he join the franchise? 50, 60, or 70 years ago?
60 years.
70, 1945. All right, which 2 figure skaters involved in an infamous 1994 incident are memorialized in a new museum by 2 comedians in Brooklyn, New York?
Gonna have to pass on that one.
Remember Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan?
I was on the tip of my tongue.
Why? Why? Michael, you got the 1 and the 2 and the 3, and oh, that's only 6 points. Below our pain threshold, unfortunately. Yeah. Here once again, Lords of the New Church.
Hey, like a virgin. Such too full of
man, wouldn't you hate to have your band lose a talent competition to these guys?
Yeah. I'd have to quit playing.
Michael, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Our final contestant is another Bob. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Good. Go ahead and plug whatever you like for 5 seconds.
Go Blues and hi to my family, Sergio, Grazie, and Tori.
All right. 1 category left, Bob. It's the most influential people in showbiz, according to Time in their new issue, the Time 100. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who has been executive producer of Saturday Night Live for all but 5 of its 40 years on the air?
Half.
Who has starred on screen as American sniper Chris Kyle and on stage as the Elephant Man John Merrick?
Yeah.
In the magazine, Mindy Kaling writes about the woman who starred in last year's movie, Wild. What's her name?
Yeah.
On what network does John Oliver host his show, Last Week Tonight?
CBS.
HBO. A profile of Laverne Cox in the magazine calls her a transgender icon. What is the name of the Netflix series Laverne Cox stars on?
Yeah.
Back to the executive producer of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I know. I can't think of his name.
Or the guy who played American Sniper, Chris Kyle.
Yeah. I know.
Lorne Michaels, Saturday Night Live. Bradley Cooper was Chris Kyle and John Merrick.
He was John Merrick?
Yeah, he's doing it on stage in New York now as the Elephant Man. Reese Witherspoon is the woman that Mindy Kaling wrote about. And Laverne Cox is on Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, those are all easy questions.
Well, only if you know the answers, Bob.
Right.
People say, hey, how come you gave me such tough questions? I didn't know what you knew.
Right.
Bob, you didn't know anything, though, and so that goose egg is yours. Wear it proudly, my friend, as you get punished. All right, that's enough.
All right, thank you.
Have a great weekend, Bob. Thank you very much for playing. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who are playing tonight at Cyberg's. Hey, that's just about a mile from here on Dorset Road in Maryland Heights, Missouri. And when I say from here, I mean Westport Plaza, not necessarily where you are.
Yeah, right at Dorset and 270 there.
Right. So they're there tonight with great food, and you can find them online and keep up with their touring schedule by going to the website wellhungarians.net or download the Well Hungarians app. That's the Harris Challenge. We play it every Friday at 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com. You can find previous editions of the challenge on my website, harrisonline.com.